Evening, N5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on the 20th of September, 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Candler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations I would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
Net Control, please check in November 8, Alpha Alpha Charlie, John in Akron, Ohio.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink, and Bob, I'm the last one in the queue here so far.
All right, very good, Kevin, thank you. KD2, FPM. N2, Alpha Alpha Charlie, John, and WB2, RUQ, John also. John, we'll start with you, WB2, RUQ. How are things down your way this evening?
All right, Net Controls, WB2, RUQ. Pretty good, Bob. Here in Hudson Valley, we're currently 81 degrees, a lot warmer than it should be. Sure hope there's something coming through to cool it off. Sitting here watching the Mets game. So far, they're up by one and enjoying a glass of wine. So I give a shout-out to Kevin James out there, and I heard John from Akron. I spent a lot of time in Akron, Ohio, actually doing some work with the Genie Garage Door people years ago. And I was out in Alliance, Ohio. Okay, back to you, Net Control, WB2RUQ, and thank you, Bob.
Okay, John, always good to hear you. I'm glad things are doing pretty well down your way. And yeah, we could use a little bit more rain. It's it was short-lived there for a while, but I expect we're going to get a little bit more over the weekend. So might cool things off a little bit more. Also add to the humidity level. Okay, we'll turn it over to John, N8, Alpha Alpha Charlie. John, how are you doing? And I hope you had an excellent day today.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. This is John, N8AAC from Akron, Ohio. We had a pretty good storm roll through here this evening, giving us some much-needed rain. We haven't had much rain at all these past few months. Actually, the last few days we've had a little bit of rain here and there, so it's good to finally get some much-needed rain and some little bit cooler weather. We're looking forward to the fall pretty much to get some cool weather through here because it's been really brutal, very hot, very muggy. We're tired of the hot and muggy weather, so we're looking forward to fall here. Hopefully the storm isn't going to be heading your way. I know it was heading eastward, so hopefully it's not going to hit you guys. But it wasn't real bad. It didn't last long at all. So if you do get it, it shouldn't be too bad. Back to net control, and we'll catch you guys maybe in a day or two, see how things go here. And AC clear, 73.
Okay, John. Yeah, I always like to let it drop out so you get the communication back again. Well, I'm glad you checked in with us, and boy, it's always nice to have folks from different areas check in, and that makes that available with the Echo Link. And yeah, I think we're going to get some rain here. The forecast is definitely for some rain this evening, and very possibly tomorrow, I would imagine, we're going to get a goodly amount. I don't know. Hope it doesn't rain too hard. Anyway, well, I thank you for checking in. 7-3, have a good evening. And we'll see what Kevin James has got for us. 82FPM. Kevin, how are things down in Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Hello to Bob, John, and hopefully we'll hear from George, John, and Pete, and the rest of the crew that likes to check in here with us. And, yeah, basically the last time I was out, I checked, and we had pretty clear skies here, a little bit of a breeze overhead, and temperature is still up in the upper 70s. I got 78 here at the fashionable Upper Midtown pad in Oneonta, right adjacent to Wilbur Park. And the humidity is 79%. Basically, there is a warm frontal boundary that's currently sitting over our heads here. So it looks like we're in even a warmer, more humid air mass until this other system passes through. And boy, I'll tell you what, it looked like it was getting kind of dicey there. It's on the Lowville net, and I guess Paul was saying that I guess he heard rumors that I want to say it was in Kingston in Canada. Let's make sure we emphasize that Kingston in Canada may have possibly had a tornado earlier. And, I mean, I was watching some of the radar signatures from that, and it was pretty conducive that there could have been something in a spin there. So if anyone was up that way, boy, you know, say a prayer that nothing really serious came of it. So, all right, well, I will hold the repeater down. With that being said, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, that's certainly not good news for Canada, and I hope if it did touch down, maybe it was over water and didn't do any harm to anyone or any of the properties up that way. One of those unfortunate things that they seem to crop up and hit you where least expect it. Maybe it didn't do much at all. Okay, well, glad to hear from everyone on Echo Link. And we'll give a shot to the regular members. This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
AC2YXN.
WA2U.
Okay. Boy, you guys reeling them right out there for me, testing me to see, but catch them all. Okay, we've got John, WA2U, KC2YXN, Kathy, KD2AIT, Jeff. Jeff, we'll start with you. How's everything your way?
Hi, good evening. This is KD2AIT. Oh, we're doing all right. It's good to hear my dad out there. I hope he's still signed in there and Echo Anchor didn't check out yet, but anyway, me and my brother and one of my sons is here and my daughter's here. Well, she's out cold right now, but we had a good day up here at camp. We got up this morning and we fired a plethora of different rifles, and then we worked on some hunting spots, and we went swimming twice anyway. And bunch of little things. We cooked the turkey on the campfire all day on a rotisserie little thing I got hooked up here. We cooked it for about 6 hours. and it was a lot of fun, and it came out, I mean, you'd want to eat this thing on Thanksgiving Day. It came out really good. And then we found some wild mushrooms that were growing that are the kind that we always eat every year, oyster mushrooms. And we made some oyster mushroom stuffing, which was out of this world good with some wild thyme that we have growing here. And I don't know what else we had to eat with that. It was anyway, it was a good meal. And we had a good fire going. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here and head out of here tomorrow morning after we clean up the camp and everything. And we got a couple of end-of-the-year projects to do. We got to get ready to wrap up the water line because it's getting that time. If you listen to the weather forecast, we're going to get down in the 40s here at night anyway, a few days into next week. So it's not going to be much longer. You know, it is September after all. You wouldn't know it by swimming in the river, because we went swimming in it tonight. It was just like it was in the middle of August. Pretty warm, a little bit higher because we had some rain last night, but it was still pretty warm. So anyway, we're trying to get geared up here for hunting season. We're not complaining that summer's hanging on longer than it should, but anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, sounds like you certainly had a good get-together at camp and then a variety of different things. And I'll tell you what, you had my mouth watering there with that turkey and the mushrooms and what have you. I wish I knew what mushrooms to pick. Therefore, I don't, other than the ones I buy in store. But, I know there's some great ones out there, but it'd be my luck I'd get the wrong one and I'd be down there in the ground with them forever. Okay, well, Jeff, you have a good evening, and I hope that the rain doesn't get you before you pack up and leave in the morning. And hope everything goes well. All right, we'll move along to Kathy, KC2YXN. How are things down your way? And I hope you have an excellent day today.
KC2YXN had an excellent day today. Seems like I've been picking vegetables every single day from our garden. John's saying, no more beans! So they go in the freezer, which is good. And lots of tomatoes, other stuff too. So glad about that. Muggy today, but that's okay. We're going to get some rain, which we needed. So that's good. And next week's going to be nice and cool, so I'm thrilled about that. Say good evening to everybody who's on, and have a good weekend all. KC2YXN, back to you.
All right, Kathy. Well, I'm glad you had a great day, and I know what you mean with the veggies. Yeah, our garden is quite small, but I'll tell you what, we've got some horrendous tomatoes, and sure he's been picking carrots and a couple other things, and he's been doing well. The beans didn't turn out as well as we expected, but there again, I guess you really need to plant more plants. So, but overall it was great, and we still got them coming. Okay, you have a good evening, and we'll see what John's got to offer for us here. WA2U, John, what's new?
Oh, good evening, WATU. Good evening to everyone on frequency. I think John's outnumber everybody. I think I'm the third one here on the list tonight. But anyways, good evening to the rest of the Johns and Jeff and Kevin James, you, Bob, anyone else. And yeah, we had a good day. Very humid. I think, I don't know if Kathy mentioned, she might have, but 72 degrees here at the northeast and the Hinkley Reservoir. And we've got the windows open and the fans going, so kind of move the air around. Jeff was doing a little target stuff up north. That's good, getting things tuned up and tweaked and probably sighted in for the upcoming hunting season. And let's see what else is. Of course, the gun show's next weekend. That helps me remember that. The 17th, 18th, New York State Fairgrounds, Saturday, 9 to 3. I think it's in the Center Progress building, I believe. Yep, Kathy confirmed that. And then on Sundays from 9 to 3. So a lot of stuff, good place to go and stock up on various things and see different things that you dream about owning or whatever. So that, I imagine this year it'll be absolutely packed. I've been there before. My advice is go early Saturday morning. I'll know everybody's probably got the same strategy. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, we're getting ready for our Saturday night. We call it our Dance-a-Rama. So the scotch and other beverages are ready. The ice is ready. The glasses are chilled. We got the tunish pick out. And Jeff did the outside rumbling. We're going to make the ground rumble with our sound system here. So that's the plan. And the lake's going down every day about 6 inches, so it's still usable. It's just amazing. We were in the lake last Thursday, and you know, except for the calendar, I would have thought it was July or August, like Jeff was mentioning. So Bob, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to all, and 7-3, we'll listen.
Okay, John. Yeah, I know what you mean with lake level. That's a little bit. It's got to be discerning, really, for summer activities towards the end of the season. And I know in years past, I've driven by and seen boats up on the shore. And boy, I'll tell you what, I think if it were mine, I'd be absolutely livid. But what are you going to do? I guess that's part of it. You just have to be there and adjust for it on probably a daily basis. But anyway, sounds like you're going to have some fun, some picnic and what have you. And you get talking about the scotch, and I'll tell you what, I'd be down there in a heartbeat if I could. I enjoy that every so often, have scotch and water or even just on the rocks once in a while. You just, one of those drinks you just enjoy. Okay, John, glad you and Kathy are doing terrific, and enjoy 7-3. And we'll see who else is out there. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI.
Kilo Charlie 2. Hotel Victor Sierra. KC2NBU Mobile.
Okay, we've got KC2WI, KC2HVS, and KC2NBU Mobile. Ray, we'll start with you since you're mobile. KC2NBU.
We're just heading out to pick up the boy from a friend's house. We got a couple of our old Volkswagens ready today. Tomorrow, the Malay Club in Wamsville is having their car show, and they reserve a section for the CNY Volkswagen Club. And in order to get in, you have to have a car that's over 25 years old, and gee, I got a bunch of those. So looking forward to that tomorrow.
Okay, Ray. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on there. And well, enjoy. I hope you had an excellent day today. And you know, tomorrow going to be a little bit on the rainy, I think, but we can get around it anyhow. We do need some, so that's going to help. All right. Well, we'll move along to KC2WI. Pete, what's new your way?
KC2WI, it's 77 degrees here in Glenfield. The high was 82. I just came back. Well, actually, I didn't get back here until about midnight last night. I planned to come back Thursday, but it was just too nice. and even yesterday I didn't get out early, so I said, well, you know, it's going to get cool, the water's going to cool off, I'm going out. So I did that, and then dropped off a computer, and had a guy email me, another guy, that was actually in the same place almost, in Pasico, from the camp in Higgins Bay, and hey, we're going back to Maryland tomorrow, could we, if you're here, or we can meet you in Glenfield or whatever. So I called him, and I ended up sitting in front of his computer for an hour or so, straightening him out, and so it was, you know, 10 o'clock or something when I got out of there. I went up to the Branningham Snowmobile Club meeting this morning. I didn't think it was going to be too long, and of course this was a long one, so picnic that I was going to go to at 11, I didn't get till, a little afternoon, but it worked out fine up at Whitaker Park. And then my sister was there, so she took me down to Fort Lyden to pick up my tracker, and so that worked out really good. And then, and I was going to come back and work, but boy, it was pretty hot. You know, the sun was in and out. There were a few, I think it was this morning, going to Branningham or coming back, I can't remember. There was a few, or maybe it was going up to the picnic, there was a few raindrops on the windshield. I said, oh, here it comes, but it never rained. It was pretty hot. And I figured, I'm down in Fort Lyden, and I'm not too far from the Moose River, and I'm looking at the forecast, and I'm saying, has been discussed here, you would never know that it's the second week of September by the water temperature, but that is about to change pretty quickly, I think, here. It's never gonna recover. If you look at the forecast this week, lows below, you know, in the 40s at sometimes, and highs in the 70s, maybe, if you're lucky. And a couple days, some days it'll be sunny, but some days it won't. So we're not at the end of hot weather. I mean, there'll be real nice days and all, and actually, days where you can go swimming or you can go to the beach, so to speak, but not days when you're probably going to want to stay in the water for a long time. So I figured I'm going to get while the getting's good and keep cool, and it was very, very nice. And it's warm in the house, but it doesn't seem that damp here. It really doesn't seem too bad. I guess it's a good thing we really didn't have any rain during the day, and they're saying it for tomorrow, and of course there'll probably be a pretty good thunderstorm, especially down around Constableville, because this is the weekend for the flywheels and pulleys, and it's pretty typical that they get just a big dump, and all the people that are camping and stuff kind of get, rained on. That's a pretty typical thing. So I was going to go over there this afternoon, but I guess no way I'm walking around out in that field at 3-4 o'clock in the sun. So I may go over tomorrow for a couple hours. That's about it here, I guess. Moose River is I'd say it's still a little high for this end of the season kind of time, but it's sort of down to normal from the, I guess, what, the 2 weeks ago maybe now. A big rain up in that direction. The lake up in Sacandaga and that's all, well, I'm not sure if it's that much lower than now than it would be in a fairly dry summer, but it's been low all summer, so it's probably as low as it's been in probably as long as I've been there. So some rain would be good, except, personally I wouldn't mind it, but it kind of would be nice if it doesn't dump too heavily on the flywheels and pulleys event there in Seaville, and maybe holds off. And water temperature, it's been real nice, and it's been real nice not, being real cold in the house and you leave the windows open and all that, but I guess we're going to have adjust into fall mode pretty quick. KC2WI.
No, it could be. Yeah, I know what you were saying with the water temperature. I think it's at its peak or pretty much close to it for what it's been during the course of the summer, and I think still a little warm because we have water runoff on warm ground, and that helps it maintain a bit. But I think you're right, it's on the downhill slide, and even though we get warm days, it's not going to maintain that warm level or warm temperature level. Okay, well, you've had a busy day, and I'll tell you what, it's been a gorgeous one anyway. All right, we'll move along to KC2 HVS.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Dad, he brings a lot of things up. I tell you, I'm only, 64, I'll be 65 in March. I had a couple friends up there in Fish Creek, the Major Farm, the Kornheiser. I'm up in the other end of Pacheco at Evergreen Lake. I just bought this rig 2 days ago that finally come in, and it's the FT, God, I gotta get my glasses, 911. You would not believe what this thing does. Whew. I had the Icon 706 up here, and but this thing, I think it's gonna make my supper tomorrow afternoon, I'll tell you. Yeah, up north, I got 69 degrees here. Let's see, what was it? Two Fridays ago, it was 43 degrees, I had the wood stove going. And the leaves are coming off the trees. Let's see, what else? I was up there at the Secret Lodge. I got talking too much. When I get talking, oh my God, I think I'm on this radio. But got a couple of friends up there, and God, I tell you, I can't believe how you meet people. He's my new sergeant. that was so funny. I looked at him, he looked at me. I said, "What's that? You look, I remember you." Yeah, and, you know, he's 78, and I'm only 64. I looked at him, like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. But how things happen. The vegetables, yeah. That's what he was selling up there. He got tomatoes, corn, all kinds of stuff. He got his wife had a couple of plants out there. I gotta grab one of them. She said that's a planet and tree that took down out here. I got the stump is so big that I gotta put something in the hole. Am I climbing this thing out again?
No, you're still in there.
Yeah, how's my modulation on this?
That sounds quite clear. There are times you might be just a tad closer to the mic than you need to be. Good audio on it, though. Good amplification.
Yeah, Roger. Okay. By the time I get done to read the book on this thing, I'll probably be 155 years old. There's 150 pages on here, so it's got all kinds of adjustments. My God, what a radio. And there's probably going to be another one better than that. But I don't want to get too long-winded here. I'm going to pass it on to, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm glad you checked in with us, and hope you have a good day tomorrow. We're going to get a little bit of moisture somewhere along the way tomorrow, and sounds like you had an excellent day today. All right, very good. This is N5AOW, back control for the Black River Rally Service now. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2 HVS will be clear.
N5ALW. Please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. KA3TFB, Old Man Bill in Warrendale, PA. Over.
Roger, Bill. Got you on that one. And everything's down in Warrendale.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater Group. Hello there, KA3TFB. We got light rain here. And it rained yesterday, and it rained Thursday. It rained, we had 2 inches of rain. I was driving home from work, and I thought, you know, I'm thankful nothing fell in front of the car because it was raining so hard you couldn't see. We had our share of rain, and now I have to cut grass again because it's high. I'm cutting grass almost every week now, so I'm a busy boy. Listen, it's different to be the end of the caboose here, but I wish everyone a good evening here. And it was hot and muggy today. It was 88 with a dew point around 70 degrees. And sometimes on the surface of that pavement, it got up to about 88, 89 degrees. So it was hot and muggy in the old buggy. Back to net control from KA3 to the FNB. Over.
Okay, Bill, always glad to have you check in with us, and glad you got in here towards the tail end of it anyway. Sounds good, and I'm glad you at least made it through the rain so far and not any problems. Well, for your part of it, I'm hoping it clears up for you and you get a nice day or two to put together. Here, we're just starting. We're going to get the rain sometime coming up. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAT with a comment.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, good to hear Tim on the net here this evening, and congratulations on the new piece of equipment. Hopefully you got the... We used to call it, you know, for us it's... When you get older, to try to remember what things did. They used to send a cheat sheet along. They gave you a book with 150 pages, and then gave you one page, a little paper that you could put. And that was the most important paper of the whole thing, because that summed up everything what you needed to know. So maybe you got one of those, Tim. But congratulations on the FT. I think you said 990, and you'll have lots of fun on that on those snowy, wintry days. Figuring out what the different buttons do. And also, Tim, this first time, he's, you know, the times we've checked in, our temperature went up. It's now up to 73, and I think Tim said he had 69. So, oh well, the advantages of being up in the Pacific, up in the North Country, I know that area fairly well. Bob, thanks for doing it at WATU back to net. Everyone have a great weekend.
KD2AIT coming.
Go ahead, Jeff. KD2AIT.
I just want to say up there, John, we're up here sitting around the fire doing pretty much the same thing you're talking about doing. So it's we're going to send a clink over there from me to you. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. WB2, are you Q? John, are you still there yet?
KC2LQS, are the comments?
Q, are you Q here? WB2, are you Q is there?
Roger, John. Pick it up in response to Jeff.
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Jeff, you need to give that back, give it back to me here. I was just watching a key play here in the Mets game.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to WA2U, the other John. That's all right. A clink to both of you. So KD2AIT.
Well, we've got another comment in there too. Also, Tim, KC2HVS.
Yeah, thank you very much for the thank you on that. I'm a little boy, I tell you, what's going on here with these radios? There's so much stuff on this thing, I don't think I can handle it, but I don't want to tie up this not too long. Okay, thank you very much, and I don't know if you ever heard of the Maser phone or the Kornheiser phone, KC2HBS.
Yeah, Roger, certainly have. Okay, Tim, well, thanks for your comment. Okay, I think at this point, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
WATU with a quick comment.
Okay, John, pick it up.
Yep, well, good luck again, Tim, with that. And, Jeff, I think we could start a new relay, you know, thinking the Olympics were going on. We could have the 807 relay. When you get done over there, somehow we send it over by balloon or something over here, the 807, and then we start where you're calling it a day, and we're just starting. We'll, you know, keep it going. WHU back to that.
Roger, 807 back at you.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Bill in Pennsylvania for checking in. We've got Ray, Tim, Pete, WA2U, John, Kathy, Jeff, Kevin down in Oneonta, John out in Ohio, and John in the Hudson Valley. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a fine evening, great day tomorrow, and the rest of the weekend. This is N5AOW Clear.
KC2ACS listening.
Who are you looking for?
KC2NVU. No, I just said KC2ACS listening.
KC2HVS, KC2WI.
KC2WI.
I don't know if you're up there on the Monday night, but 6:30 on the speculator repeater, they have a little call up, and then the third Monday at 7 o'clock is the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club meeting in Lake Pleasant at the Lake Pleasant Fire Department.
Yeah, Roger. I had them on my 706. I had the, you probably know, Pete Neely. I can't remember the calls I know. God. But I had all the frequencies programmed in the 706. I want to put that in my auto. Let's see. I had the FT. There we go. I got a couple other radios. That's only 2 meter and 440 that was in the car. I want to put the 706 in the car. I have a whip and up here I have a dipole. And I got the automatic antenna tuner for the 706. So that'll work in the car. This one's got the automatic antenna tuner built into it. So it took me about all afternoon to put that thing in. Then these two guys showed up there, and then my son showed up, and they drank all my beer on me. And took me a while, but I got it hooked up, and but I have to read the book on it. It says right on the front page there that, you know, read the manual and don't be stupid. So I started going through it, and I got to, what, page 5, and I tell you, I'm going through it everywhere I can do exactly what it says, because there's so many things that are new, and I'm not used to it. And, but this thing is beautiful. I can't believe it. KC2HBS.
What is that, the FT-991?
Yeah, roger.
I haven't seen, I've only seen pictures of them. They look pretty nice. Yeah, I have a 706 Mark IIG, which I really, really like. I think that is one of the most versatile radios. I have a 7000 as well, which has got more noise reduction and the digital IF and all that stuff is really nice. You know, you can program the IF bandwidth and get it to whatever you want and all that. And it's a great radio. It's a little more finicky with power requirements and a little more prone to pick up RF, I think, the microphone, because it's that, you know, remote control microphone. It's got all the things on it there. But the 706, I would never sell mine. I think it's great. I don't know what... I'm not in the market for any new radios. I got to get a new car first. But I kind of like the 7300. Of course, it's not a, you know, it's not really a mobile rig, but looks like a nice radio. But I have a 746 Pro here, which is just fine. So I don't know what tuner you have. I have a AH4 that I use with the 706. That, you know, random wire or whip tuner, but I actually have it connected to a dipole ladder line fit. It's actually a Cobra ultralight, and I just put a choke on the feed line and the control line. I just coil that up and make a choke, and it works good. Tune it up anywhere, so that's pretty good. But yeah, the I'm KC2WI. I'm Pete Newell. And the other Pete is Pete Weaver, KC2GCH, and then his brother Bill is the president, KA2VLB, of the club up there. And now there's quite a few in the Weaver clan, and then a few other hams around. And there's a guy in Wells, I think. Been licensed for a couple of years now, Scott, and we sometimes have some guys come up from the Gloversville, the Tryon Club there in Gloversville, that actually they're members of our club, and they come to meetings. We do the Paseco Triathlon there in July, and then we do communications for the 10K run around Lake Pleasant in the beginning of August. And in September 24th is the Apple Fest there, and Speculator will be over there, K2LML, and Bobby KC2GCH and I was set up there. We actually got a special event call for the Bicentennial of Hamilton County Kilo 2 Hotel that we'll be using on that weekend. So hopefully the weather will be good for that. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, I'm just starting to get used to this radio. I wonder what. I'm on a couple pages. I have... a little bit, but I'll probably
blow your speaker out if I ever did what you told me to do, but I don't want to do that. But it's amazing. It's amazing, and I'm learning just like my old Heathkit. X-230. I don't know if you guys remember that. And I had helicopters receiver when I was a youngster, probably about, what was that, 16 years old. You didn't believe that, but you even touched the front of it, and you changed the frequency. Okay, back to you, KC2ATS.
WATO.
82DX.
Well, okay, Tim, I'm going to let you go, but yeah, 147.165 is the speculator repeater, no PL, and then also, if you can get on, probably not from Evergreen Lake there, but, somewhere at home or whatever, website is NNYARA, Northern New York Amateur Radio Association, NNYARA.net, and there's a list of all the repeaters in the or in and around the Northern New York Adirondacks, and links to the various club websites, including the Hamilton County Club. And WA2U, I guess, was the first breaker.
Yep, WA2U. Yeah, Tim, you were thinking of Pete, you're right, Pete Chapman, NA2A, November Alpha 2 Alpha. Pete and Casey, GQR, they put a list together and of all the repeaters and the link system and how they all how they work. So I'll turn it back over to you, Tim. But NA2A, there you go. So I just thought I'd chime in there with that info. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, look at it. I just printed it out. Yep, that's it. Then I do it. I've got a list, but it's not. The only thing that it doesn't do is tell you the repeater. Wait a minute, I gotta get my class. This is getting old stuff I don't like. It doesn't tell you where. Oh, okay. It doesn't tell you what the repeaters are, but it tells you where they're from.
Yeah, depending on the version you have, there's a color code, I think on the top of the paper that tells you, I think the offset or PL, I don't have it right in front of me, but, I don't know what version you have. I know when I used to do it, I used to do like 1.0, 1.1, 1.2, and that way you know. So, okay, I'm going to get out of here and get ready for getting ready to make ice cubes melt and sounds come out of the speaker. I think Matt's in there too, so I don't know who gets it, so I'm going to turn it back to Pete. WA2 73 to 1.
Okay, 73, John and Tim, and maybe we'll see you at a meeting up there in Lake Pleasant. And Matt, I guess go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you guys if you're in the middle of a queue, so are you okay if I break in?
Yeah, I think everybody's about done here. Go ahead.
All right, good evening. This is KD2DXF for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm doing a call up on the KC2MBU repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2NVU. Good evening. No traffic.
Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Ray. KD2AIT and KC2NBU, respectively. This is KD2DXF for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for any further seconds. Making the final call for Octon. Okay, thank you both for your seconds. Thank you for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for use for repeater tonight. KD2DXF returning the repeater back to regular amateur radio use.
KC2DX,
quick.
I got it checking in. KC2HVS checking in.
KC2HVS. Long time no talk. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Got the radio.
I still have my old radio. I haven't talked to you in a good couple of years now. All right. I got to get back to that control for that frequency. So you have yourself a good night. This is KD2DXF. I'm quick.
Roger, Roger. KC2HVS, quick.
KD2AIT. KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, it's KD2AIT, what's going on?
So I assume you guys are down in camp tonight, right?
Roger that, you saw the videos.
Okay, I didn't know if you guys bail out there or not. How long is Jeff going to be down or up there?
Well, he said it's safe to assume that he won't be there for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, you mean he's not coming home tomorrow?
Well, no, chances are he's not coming home tomorrow. If he is, it's going to be way after dinner.
Okay, it's not a problem. I got a nice big steak Gloria and I can polish off. If she can't, I can.
Ah, no kidding. Well, if you can't, she can. Anyway, we're having a good time up here. We fired a lot of rounds out today and cleaned out some of Jeff's stock there. He had backpiled up for there for a little while. And we got a lot done up here today. A lot of squirrels all over the place that, you know, one of my bloodthirsty boys took care of. Quite a few of them. I think he got seven today, so he's pretty happy. And Addy had a good time. We went down to the river tonight swimming, and it was just as warm as you can imagine the water to be this time of year. It was beautiful. I was in there. Even Jeff came down for a swim later on, and it was for this time of year, the river is really warm. You can just go in there and just dunk yourself right in and have a good time. So had a good time. We're going to have to get you up here shooting sometime here, before the